If you have passion for shooting sports, the Second Amendment, and the freedoms our founding fathers gave to us, stick around and have a fun day of gun talk. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fun with Guns on KBCRadio.com. I'm your host, Richard Espinosa. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to lock and load, and let's have some fun with guns. Today on Episode 6 on Fun with Guns, we'll be talking about the women's revolution in sport shooting. If you already listened to episode 2, I had a pleasure to interview Ruby Walker, a.k.a. Ruby Jewel, who is the founder of Lowcast, which is Ladies of Cowboy Action Shooting. I also quoted from legendary Annie Oakley when she said that she dreamed that one day that there will be just as many women that can handle firearms as naturally as that they can handle babies. And Annie Oakley's wish came true thanks to women like Ruby Walker, and many others who made it all possible. Well, joining me today is another woman who is also part of that revolution. She is Leanne Anderson, also known as Calamity Annie. And Leanne, thank you for coming on my show.
I'm so grateful to be here, Richard.
Okay. And it's my understanding you've been competing in CAS for 5 years, and you made some big accomplishments. Am I correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, tell us about your involvement with Lowcast.
Oh, with Locas. It's actually Locas.
Locas, okay.
Because we're a bunch of crazy cowboy shooting ladies. I've been involved with Locas from the beginning. Ruby Jewel called and said she was thinking of starting a Facebook group just geared for ladies of cowboy action shooting, and would I be willing to come along and be an administrator with her? And truly, it just blew up overnight. It was such an area where women needed to be encouraged in shooting, and specifically cowboy action shooting, help with elements of costuming. And it's a place where we can put up videos of us shooting on a weekend and get a little bit of bragging rights.
You have mentioned that you're the current California State and Nevada State Ladies Duelist Championship. Give us a story about that.
I am. Very exciting. We just got back from the California State. That was at the end of April up in Sacramento County. And just a wonderful match that they put on. And very grateful. I got first place Ladies Duelist. My husband got first place B Western Men. And so we were champions together, which is very thrilling. And Nevada State champion was back in October of last year. Another thrilling match. It's a lot of fun going to all these different matches and meeting all these great people.
And how do you like being part of Locus so far?
It is a wonderful group of ladies that do nothing but encourage each other. And we try and post little anecdotes and things that will brighten our days, and we always ask, where are you shooting this weekend? Because that's the biggest thing on everybody's mind, is getting through the week so we can get to the range and shoot on the weekend.
Okay. And when we talked on the phone, you mentioned that you're learning about guns. You mentioned, as I know, that they're beautiful. But have you lately read any books or any magazines on firearms to learn about them?
Well, I will tell you what. We do have a wonderful gunsmith in our sport. Of course, my favorite fella is Shotgun Boogie, and he actually came out to a match that we hosted early April and did a hands-on cleaning class, taught us how to tear apart our 1873 rifles. You would be shocked at how many itty-bitty pieces there are, but to actually teach a woman, it's not natural for me to do that. And that he would take the time and pour that knowledge into me. I was very, very grateful. So, yeah, I'm learning a little bit at a time. I can take my pistols apart, no problem. Not my pump shotgun yet. Still a little wussy on that.
Okay. But also give us a story on when you first fired a gun, first time ever. Give us a little story about that.
Well, that really was a story. My husband and I went out and shot clay birds. You know, they you say pull, and out comes a clay piece, and you try and hit it, and first time it went kaboom, about knocked me on my booty. There was a lot of recoil. I didn't know how to hold it properly, and I went home just black and blue, and gotten much better with my shotgun. In fact, it's my favorite gun. So
and let me guess, he started you off on a 12 gauge.
Yes,
that's a no-no.
Yep.
Yeah, because when my dad first taught me how to shoot a shotgun, he started me off with a 20 gauge.
I did shoot one later, and I thought, what the heck? That was a much nicer gun. But actually, now I shoot an 1897 pump 12 gauge shotgun.
Yeah, so. Now that you brought that up, I admit I used to have a fear of wanting to shoot shooting a shotgun because, Dad, you told me about that story about you getting black and blue on your shoulders. So that was because Terry started me off on a 12 gauge, and it didn't have a recoil pad. This is a 20. Trust me, you're gonna like it. And ever since then, I got addicted to it.
Yep. That's okay. How it starts.
And Ruby Walker, the founder of Locas, how has she been a help to you? And what are some of the things you have learned from her, and learning the ropes of competitive shooting?
I'll tell you what, Ruby is a phenomenal shooter, and she is a thing of beauty to watch on the range. And truly, you know what, you learn a lot just by watching fast shooters and how they move their guns and how no movement is wasted. And she's one, Ruby particularly, is one who would come alongside me and say, you can do this, you can do this. So I'm very grateful for her friendship and her love and her encouragement all these years.
And who are other women you've met in Locust that you met and you learned from them, and what advice have they given you and some tips?
Well, I'll tell you what. My first shooting class I took was with a gal called Not So Deadeye Maverick, and she does a ladies-only clinic. And she says it's because ladies' figures are different than men's, and you got to figure out how to grab your ammo under all kind of chaos that's happening on the female body. But she specifically made me feel safe, made me feel confident. That was my biggest fear. These are guns, loaded guns you're walking with. And I just didn't, and I'm not Calamity by accident. I got my alias because I am a big klutz. But she truly made me feel confident and safe. And then another gal, Shamrock Sadie, has a group that's called the Doily Gang. And she does ladies' clinics at major shoots all across the United States and brings in top lady shooters that teach you things like how to shave seconds off of your overall time. And she's a wonderful resource, and she has taught us about the rules of the game. And all of the proceeds for every Doily Gang clinic, that's what they call her teaching clinics. And by the way, this not so... Deadeye Maverick, I told you about earlier, is one of her instructors at these clinics. But all of the proceeds go back to the SAS scholarship program. And that's a program that SAS has set up to help younger shooters as they're transitioning into college. It helps them subsidize their education. So it's just, I'm telling you, these are just great ladies we're surrounded by.
Okay. And you just answered my question how you got the nickname Calamity Addy, because it was being clumsy, correct?
Yes. Well, I really wanted to be Leanne Oakley because my name's Leanne. Yeah. But there's some beautiful locus somewhere has my alias that I wanted. Now, if I ever change my alias, I have a huge love for Hello Kitty. And I loved Gunsmoke growing up. So I thought, well, maybe I'll change my alias to Hello Miss Kitty.
Okay, and tell us some of the events or some of the tournaments that you've done.
One of our favorites is in Tombstone, Arizona, and it's Border Town. And I'll tell you what, you wanna shoot a fun match, that is, because it's right in the heart of Tombstone, and so you get the history like from the movie, and of course the real history of OK Corral and. It's just a wonderful environment, and that's a shoot. They limit the shooters to 350, and they sell out in 2 days. Everybody wants to shoot that match. But that's the Arizona State Championship, and so we do that every year. We do the Nevada State and California State Championship, and we've got the Western Regional coming up in San Luis Obispo in August. So we're getting real excited for that. And then, and I'm so sorry I'm going on and on, but... my husband and I are going to End of Trail, which is the World Championships in June for the very first time. I'm so excited, so thrilled, so grateful to be able to do that.
Okay. When you practice at the range, what are some of the techniques that you use for preparing for an upcoming match? Give us a demonstration.
Well, One thing I would say is when you're on the line and you're getting ready to load your guns, you know, you've got the stage scenario in front of you, and of course your posse marshal has already explained everything to you. And then you get in line and you're loading your guns. And this seems very silly, but if the scenario is a 3-4-3, so you have three targets, you're going to shoot the first one 3 times, second one 4 times, third one 3 times. As I'm loading my rifle, I'll do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. That's just my little gig that I do to keep the chaos at a minimum in my head. But that and I have been known to dry fire at home on occasion, not frequently. Should do that more. Should be running my guns at home, but.
Okay. Well, ever since you joined, since the time you joined Locust, what are some other places you've been? You mentioned that you've been Nevada, mm-hmm. or Arizona, mm-hmm. and what other states have you visited for championships?
Well, it's really the big three would be California, Nevada, and Arizona because they're so close. They're very easy to get to. We do want to shoot. There's a Four Corners Regional in Utah that we hear is just wonderful, wonderful match. So that's definitely on our bucket list. My family is from Arkansas. I would love to shoot in Arkansas. My husband's family is from Missouri and Minnesota. We'd love to shoot there just kind of to honor our folks.
From my understanding, they also have them in Oklahoma, Texas, and Oregon. I heard that was a pretty big. Do you know anything about that?
Yes. The Texas State Championship just, and in fact, we met some wonderful folks at a shoot in Arizona this past January that are from Texas and telling us that we need to get out and shoot with the Dooley Gang in Texas. And they just had a wonderful state match that is hugely attended and everyone loves. So,
and I also heard Louisiana's getting big on that too.
You know what? I'm not real sure, but I do know that my husband has promised me he's retiring in December, and then we're just going to head out across Egypt from the west to the east. We're going to hit them all.
That's pretty interesting. Okay, and have you been active in getting other women involved in shooting sports? If so, what have you done?
Absolutely. At every match, even if it's just a monthly match or, you know, and of course the larger matches, you'll have observers come and just come to spectate, get a feel for it, and probably want to know why such crazy people are dressed like cowboys and walking around with guns. But any opportunity to speak to them, and I give them business cards for Not So Dead Eye Mavericks classes. I give them a Locust business card for me so that they can find us on Facebook. And I just tell them, you just have so much more fun if you were doing it instead of watching it.
And if it was up to you, how would you reach out to female college students and convince them to form a Locust group on college campus? And how would you make that sales pitch to make it happen?
Well, you know, the place to start would be to get on Facebook and learn more about us. Learn about the Locust, the Ladies of Cowboy Action Shooting. And I would say if you have the opportunity, if any of it's particularly college-age kids, because it's just such a fun way to spend time. Try it. At this stage in your lives, you should be trying absolutely everything that anyone wants, you know, legally. But, you know, you come to a cowboy shoot, and you're going to have guns thrust at you and leather thrust at you. Here, try this. And you're never going to find a greater group of people.
And it's also a good opportunity for them to get a college scholarship.
Yes. Well, yes. It definitely will help. Definitely will help.
Okay. And you have any members in your family that have been interested in cowboy action shooting besides your husband?
Yes. Our daughter is actually a wonderful cowboy action shooter, but she's busy. She's, you know, she's graduated from college, went to law school, and now she's lawyering. So, you know, it's difficult finding time, but she's a wonderful shooter. So.
And do you have plans to get into other types of competitive shooting besides cowboy action? For example, like trap or semi-auto pistol or semi-auto rifle?
Well, we've shot trap. Trap is a lot of fun. And I've come a long way from the days of when I'd have one hit with 20 attempts. So I've come a little better. I've come along a little better. I would really like to try Wild Bunch, which SAS has a match at every, it's like a side match, but actually they're championships too. Wild Bunch, you shoot a 45 caliber 1911 handgun and with lots of clips. And so you just shoot a whole bunch of targets and reload and dump and reload and dump. And you also use the lever action rifle with that one. But the best part about Wild Bunch is you get to stoke your 97 shotgun, the pump shotgun, which means you can put six bullets in it. And then you just go boom, 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 boom down the line. Oh, it's the most thrilling thing.
Do you use like Ruger or AU Birdie or Colt for your?
I have a U Birdie rifle. I have Colt clones for pistols.
Okay.
And an 1897 pump shotgun.
Okay. How about for lever action rifle?
That's an 1873 U Birdie.
Okay. All right. And what is your message to college students who want to get into either the cowboy or the women's division?
I think that this would be time well spent. They're truly, I say it a lot, that at this stage in my life, even my daughter remarks that she can't believe that I'm as old as I am, but that I have created these friendships in this last 5 years that truly, I believe, will last a lifetime. We are just very, very blessed. So I think that any time spent particularly with cowboy action shooting would be time well spent. You learn discipline, you learn safety, you learn camaraderie. I had one fella tell me when I first started shooting, when they start teasing you, you're in. And so I was on the fifth stage of a six-stage match, my very first match, and I turned around after doing something really stupid and got teased. And I thought, okay, I'm in.
Okay, it's also my understanding you earned the Locust Cowgirl of Honor Award, and according to Ruby Walker, it's a top honor for all women to be a part of. Tell us about that.
It is. Locust sponsors this award at major matches. We'll do it end of trail, winter range, and we did it at the Western and Eastern Divisionals, and we've done it in Australia and you're all over Europe as well. But it is, and it's the entire cowboy community that is shooting that match gets to vote on a lady cowboy shooter that they believe has the best spirit and the love for the sport, and they encourage each other, and they help with their posses, and they have wonderful shooting costumes. But truly, it's just about the heart of the cowgirl. And so when your peers come around you and they see you doing something great and acknowledge that, that is really overwhelming. And so that's why that award just is such a precious part of my memories from now until I'm done.
And have you ever took any self-defense training classes before with other women or above them?
I never have. But you know what? We have Locas that do that, that offer those services and I'm very grateful for those gals.
Okay. Or you ever been involved with the Women on Target program? Ever heard of them?
I have heard of them. In fact, my husband is range officer, and I'm secretary at the Double R Bar Regulators, and they shoot at our Lions Club facility out in Lucerne Valley, California. And yeah, they're a great organization.
Okay. And who were some of the toughest competitors that you have faced? Tell me about them.
Oh my gosh, yes. Boy, can I tell you stories about crazy little woman. She is a crazy fast shooter. I don't think I've pulled my first pistol by the time she's done shooting a stage. She's absolutely a breathtaking, flawless shooter to watch. And another fella that we have watched grow these last 5 years is Matt Black. And he's several time world champion. But I'll tell you what, as wonderful and fast and crazy competitive as these shooters are, they are the first ones that'll say, hey, I think you can lose a couple seconds if you do this. And that's what makes it maybe different. And you know what? We don't play for money. We play mostly for bragging rights or a buckle if we get a buckle. But it makes the spirit, I mean, we're still competitive, but the spirit involved behind it isn't as cutthroat as maybe if we were playing for money.
Okay. And Mark Romato, one of my previous guests, spoke very highly of you. Tell us about your relationship with Mark and what are some of the things you learned from him?
That is Frederick Jackson Turner. He's another world champion. And he is one, I'm telling you what, my favorite posse to shoot on is a posse that he's leading. Because talk about an entertainer. He just has you in stitches laughing all day. You can't take yourself too seriously when you're on his posse, but what a great man and what a great shooter. And he is one, I've seen him literally take folks aside and say, I know how you can improve. I know how you can be better. So I just love the spirit in this sport.
Okay. And describe Shotgun Boogie, the way he competes.
He is breathtaking as well. What I admire so much about Mr. Boogie, and he'll always be Mr. Boogie to me because I hold him in such high esteem. He's so deep in my heart. He is a wonderful gunsmith. But then you watch him run his guns, holy cow. It's, you know, he truly is the fella folks want running, you know, fixing their guns up. He is an engineer as a history and just loves seeing how things work. And he's constantly thinking of a new way to improve cowboy action shooting. And that's what you want. You want guns that are going to run great, run fast, run smooth, and that's what he creates.
Okay, and then how about the mysterious Mike McRae, who I like to refer him as the professor, because this guy knows everything from every firearm that was made in the 19th century.
Honest to good, he can rattle it off. It's just an encyclopedia of gun brain. You know, he is amazing. And what a nice fella. I'll tell you, we've shot with him a few times up in Piru and Panorama, and he's always been so warm and encouraging and kind to us. And truly, Richard, you're not going to find a mean cowboy in the bunch. There are a couple that are questionable, but we put them to Posse B. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. And do you also know John Sanchez, the Joker's Wild?
I'll tell you what, Joker's Wild, he's been in this sport, I guess, maybe 4 or 5 years, and that man has done more for SAS and cowboy action shooting than I think anyone in the history of the sport. He has started YouTube channels and Facebook pages where it's nothing but cowboy action shooting all the time. And it's so exciting to have a place where you can go and have a demonstration of how to shoot, a demonstration of how to be fast. We've got so many wonderful shooters that will post, this is how, like Smokestack is one of our favorite shooters, and he'll say, okay, I'm working on this shotgun technique. And you just watch, and they're just filled with knowledge. But that is Joker's Wild. This didn't exist until he came into the scene. And so we are just so grateful. And what a great fella.
Okay. And one last question. What are your goals in future to promote the sport and to make it even better than you left it?
Well, you know, once they get you, I'll tell you what, you kind of get addicted. So now my husband is the president. This John Ringo is my husband, is the president of the Cowboys at the club in Norco. He's the range officer in Lucerne Valley at Double R Bar, and I'm the secretary there, and I'm the secretary up at Piru. You want to give back. You just want to be involved and make the last shoot even better.
Okay. All right. Well, Leanne, thank you very much. It's great to have you on here. It's a great honor. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Leanne Anderson, a.k.a. Calamity Addy, as our guest. And to all peer students, if you have interest in joining either cowboy action shooting or any of you students have interest in Locust, the Ladies of Cowboy Action Shooting, you can find them on Facebook or on Instagram. Thank you for listening to Fun with Guns on KBCRadio.com. This is Richard Espinosa reminding you, be safe, set a good example by being a law-abiding gun owner, and have some fun with guns at the range. Have a great day, everyone.